Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Sadly, our county coroner has been busy lately pulling a man's body from the bay who had drowned, then searching for the identity of another who had been hit by a car on U.S. Highway 101 just south of Eureka on Sunday. The bay has its hazards, to be sure, but I'm most concerned about the many pedestrian deaths and injuries in Eureka the past few years. My personal experience leads me to believe Eureka is a very dangerous place for pedestrians. For example, last week, one of my parishioners was hit by a car at Hodgson and J Streets. She was thrown a long distance, landing on her head, sustaining serious injuries, but fortunately, thank God, she is healing. About 2 years ago, another of my parishioners was walking near the Eureka Inn when he was struck by a car, thrown a great distance with serious injuries and many months in recovery. On the other side of the coin, a few more years ago, one of my colleagues looked rather, well, glum and depressed, and when I asked him what was going on, he confided that he had struck a man with his car, causing fatal injuries. My colleague is a sensitive and caring man, and the grief it caused him seemed to be almost unbearable. A couple of years ago, a teenager was hit near Carson Park and suffered fatal injuries. The list of pedestrian tragedies goes on and on and on. According to statistics on pedestrian accidents, Eureka is indeed a dangerous place to be walking in the streets. In fact, I've done a little bit of online research, and it seems to show that Eureka ranks either second or third in California in terms of pedestrian deaths per capita. Depends on which year you're looking at. So what can we do to make our pedestrians and streets safer? First, let's talk about walking in traffic and using cell phones. I've noticed I don't always multitask as well as I'd like, so walking and texting on my cell phone can prove to be hazardous. There's something about texting and walking that insulates a person from the imminent danger posed by autos. When I am texting, it sometimes becomes almost like a Matrix sci-fi movie, where your mind and body move in and out of the empirical world. When texting, my mind is in cyberspace. And so there rises the delusion that those cars coming at me must also be in cyberspace. They're not. I'm not the first to sound the alarm about pedestrian safety and appreciate the signs that have been placed all around our town. Some in Spanish, oye, ver y ser visto, look, see and be seen. They often have a diagram of a cell phone on them for good reason. Here's a few suggestions. Don't text and walk anywhere near traffic. Put the thing away, then go to home or school or office and get the much needed text message. Second, as a driver, most of us don't want to hit a pedestrian, no never, so let's slow down. I find that when I see the speed limit, I add 5 miles per hour and figure that's what I can get away with. Let's all stay below the speed limit. It might just save a human life. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.